Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's not a techno fix, but it just might be good old-fashioned, low-tech, well-motivated behavior change in the numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today. The number of new diabetes cases in the U.S. has finally started to fall. The rate of new cases declined by a fifth between 2008 and 2014 for the first time in 25 years. Sabrina Tavernese, health reporter for our partner, The New York Times, says the numbers have surprised researchers, and deep in the numbers, there are some great stories of lives turned around.
This disease has been just exploding since the beginning of the 1990s. Researchers were very surprised. In fact, they sort of saw this kind of flattening out and weren't ready to sort of, you know, say that there was any type of decline going on. There had been increases for so many years that was what people were used to seeing.
And when you looked for the tangible results of this, and again, they're sketchy on cause and effect here, but nevertheless, you found communities where behavior has changed things and that's had a real impact. Explain.
Yeah. In fact, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, you think, health behaviors are going to be the same forever and, you know, we're just going to go on forever with bad diet and little exercise. But in fact, even in some of the poorest communities in the country, there'd been some real change. You know, people out on walking trails, people really trying to get their diet in a better place. I mean, and part of the reason is that, you know, this disease has been so devastating in so many of these places that, you know, you see around you your neighbors having leg amputations, and that's really motivating.
And that was the story in Alabama where a family member's amputation really changed the behavior of a whole family.
That's exactly right. The daughter said, I see my mother having to go to dialysis all the time. That's really not a life I want to have. I have to change things. I have to do it.
And in this case, she went from 50 cans a week to fewer than 7 cans of Coca-Cola. Walking, she lost 42 pounds. Did doctors say that is probably the reason why she has not developed full-blown type 2 diabetes?
Well, you know, doctors are doctors and they're always very careful. But, you know, they were really happy at how she was able to change her behavior. There was a lot of soda drinking going on, particularly in the hot places in the United States. You know, a lot of Coca-Cola in the summer, and that's a huge adder of calories throughout the day. So cutting down on that was a big deal. And just sort of being much more cautious about how you cook and how you eat. And that was really happening down there. And again, because people see how devastating this disease has been in their communities. I mean, one of my people I interviewed was a woman who herself had diabetes, actually, but she was a medical van driver. And she said that some people had so many amputations that it looked like a shark had eaten them. I mean, it was a very, very vivid, quite terrifying, actually, image.
Has this scourge of diabetes mobilized people in terms of thinking about survival of their community? Is it purely personal fear? Does it have a relationship to the empowerment of this community much more broadly in the civil rights narrative?
It has. Certainly the health crisis there has really motivated people who, you know, are part of church networks or part of traditional Black networks of folks doing activism. So I think that in many ways, yes, you know, that people who had come together for issues of race do think of this diabetes crisis and the health crisis in some of these areas as a continuation of that fight in some ways.
Sabrina Tavernese is a health reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.